Hi friends, welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and let's talk about being thankful, why don't we? Ba-dum-psh. Okay, I have to admit guys, I kind of sat here for 10 minutes saying that exact same statement over and over again, and it was really bugging me that it didn't rhyme at the end. So now here we are, I finally rhymed it at the end and I can move on and be happy. So yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I thought because of this holiday, I should just sit here and just talk about what I'm thankful for. I'm also just really not creative and I wanted to record something. I'm in a recording mood. And yeah, so now I'm just gonna sit here for a couple minutes and just ramble about what I'm thankful for in life. So let's get started. First off, I have to be thankful for my life. You know, if I wasn't sitting here today, you guys would all be really upset and sad. And that's the tea. No, slightly kidding, but like also not. What would you guys do in life without Kylie? Come on now. It's fine. You can admit it every once in a while. You love me. Okay, now that I'm done being cringy, I swear, I'm also going to try and get through this episode with no tears, but when it comes to these kind of stuff, sometimes I could get slightly emotional. But first off, something that I'm genuinely really thankful for is my family. Not just like my immediate family, like my mom and my dad and my sister, but just like literally every family member. Like, I'm so thankful to have a tight-knit family where I know that like I could go to any of them with anything and get their full support and all of their love and a shoulder to cry on and anything else that I need in life, like I know I can go to them for. But then I have my immediate family, my parents, the best individuals in the world because they brought me here. Yay. We have Mama Jamie and my father, and they're both like my best friends. I have spectacular relationships with my parents, and I am so grateful for that. Like, I don't know what I would do in life if I didn't have my mom and my dad as my like literal number one fans. And like without them, I genuinely don't know where I'd be in life. When it comes to literally anything, I go to them, and they always have the best advice. Or if I just need someone to make me laugh, they're there, even when I'm in San Marcos. And see, guys, I'm getting emotional. I just love my parents so much, and I feel like I just don't ever really express it enough, but I just wouldn't be where I am in life without them too, like, genuinely. Wow, I'm gonna cry. And obviously, like, I really love my sister as well, even though we fight a lot. I wouldn't want to fight with anyone else, and I know that even though she doesn't like to show it, she loves me, and she also doesn't know what she would do without me. And again, that's the tea. Okay, I'm not gonna cry, guys. I'm not gonna cry. And if I cry, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because this will just get ugly. But moving on, I just want to say, like, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be receiving an education right now. That sounds so like cliche, but like not everyone gets that opportunity, and I'm just so excited to like continue to learn like inside and outside of the classroom and just like see where I go in life. And I don't think that I'd be going the places I think I'm going to be going without the opportunities I've received if I didn't go to private school or anything like that. Like, I wouldn't have the people that I have, like my support system when it comes to like my high school friends. Like, I wouldn't have them if it wasn't for like how my life plan panned out, like going to private school and all that. And you know, who knows, like if I would have ended up going to the same college and like meeting the same individuals now that have impacted me and like have continuously helped me grow throughout my college experience. Wow, I hope I'm making sense, because like I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, wow, Kylie, this is getting deep, and this is just so inspirational, and like blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, this also could not make any sense to anyone but me. But you guys all get the gist. I'm thankful, and I love school, and I know some people don't say that, or don't want to admit to that, I should say. And I'm technically one of those people. I'm always like, damn, I hate school, like blah 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 blah. But I genuinely actually love school. I love learning. And that's what I have to say. I'm just thankful that in this day and age, like, I get the opportunity to, like, go to school and continue to learn and continue to prosper. Wow. Go me. And on that note, like, when it comes to school, like, just because I love it doesn't mean that it doesn't have its challenges. And when it comes to school, I am, like, the type of person that I expect the most from myself. Even in college, like, I'm just such a perfectionist, and I'm grateful for the opportunities that college has given me, because from the day I started college to where I am right now, like, I'm an entirely different person, and I'm going to be doing a whole episode come the end of 2019 about all of that. But I'm just so grateful for the opportunities to, like, just be here and continue to grow into the person that I am and becoming the best version of myself, because I don't know if, like, without this college experience, like, I'd be doing what I'm doing and be on the grind that I'm on. And at the end of the day, like, I don't say it enough, and I feel like a lot of people just need to admit, like, it's okay, and I am so proud of myself right now. Like, to be quite honest with you guys, I think I'm I'm kicking ass in life, and I don't care what anyone else thinks. Like, I'm just, like, impressed with, like, what I'm doing and, like, how I'm doing it and how I'm getting there. And wow, I need to breathe while I'm here too, if that would be appropriate. But wow, I'm just, the journey that I am on right now, like, I'm just so grateful to, like, be on this path. And that's that on that. Most importantly, well, not most importantly, but I feel like what a lot of people came here to hear me say is that I am so thankful for all of my friends. Like, the same way, like, my friends are my family, and I have so many important individuals out there that have helped me, like, become who I am today. And I could go on and name each and every individual that has helped impact my life, but I would be here forever, because there's just so many people that come to mind, coming from, like, you know, the people that I grew up with to the people that I'm, like, creating bonds with right now in college. But you know who you are, and I feel like I tell them enough how grateful and thankful I am for them. And if I don't, like, I'm so sorry. But maybe, like, this is my sign, like, I probably should just, like, reach out and be like, hi, I'm thankful for you and I love you. And if you're listening, this is me giving you a sign as well. So just reach out to the people that you love and let them know that you are thankful for them and appreciate that the impact that they have in your life. Because I feel like people just don't say it enough. And saying those little things, just, like, I know they mean the world to me, so I feel like they just mean the world to anyone. Like, getting those little messages, like, hey, I'm thinking of you and I love you and I'm thankful for you, like, wow, that little message will mean the world to whoever you're sending it to. And if it's me, please send me that message right now, because I genuinely can admit that it's going to make my day. Thank you in advance. Okay, I knew that this could possibly be, like, a shorter episode, but I just wanted to shoot a little shoot. What the heck? You can't see me. I'm not videoing. Ooh, it's also midnight when I'm recording this, so if I'm not making any sense, that's my excuse. But I just wanted to record a little episode and just say that I am so thankful for life and everything that I have. And I feel like I'm so out of breath because I talk so fast. But I just, yeah, that's what I had to say today. A little short episode, just, like, saying happy Thanksgiving, and today is the day of all days to just give thanks and be thankful. And if you're listening, just know that I am thankful for you, and genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate all the support that you guys are giving me. It really means the world to me, and I am also just so thankful for, I'm going to say one name. Don't be upset because I didn't say your guys's, but I'm so thankful for Elise Burdick for giving me the idea and for really pushing me to just, like, record and start this podcast, because if it wasn't for her, this podcast would not be a thing. And at the end of the day, I haven't had it for that long, And I trust, like, I know, like, I went so long without recording, but I have fallen in love with recording podcasts and, like, just doing it for myself. And I feel like on my little journey of 2019 and my growth that I've had in 2019, this podcast has had a huge impact on it. And so just thank you guys for listening and keeping me motivated to keep doing them, because I love doing them. And also, if you have any ideas, genuinely, please hit me up about it, because I do need more ideas. I'm using Thanksgiving as my little idea right now, but I can't use every holiday as an excuse to record something. So, on that note, yeah, I love you guys. Again, thank you guys so, so much for just listening and being here for me. And happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy this day with your family and your friends. And I love you. Bye, friends.